Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Everyone appreciates a good, easy, simple how-to list, right? Good how-tos. You like those? What's a good how-to, like how to please the Lord during Lent? Well, number one, plan to give something up and pray more. Number two, give it up and pray more. And number three, Easter arrives, pat yourself on the back for giving something up and praying more. The end. Pretty easy, right? Easy how-to list. That's what Lent's all about, isn't it? Give something up, praying more. Right? You're not agreeing with me, no. Now, if you had to diagnose the problem with that how-to list, what would it be? Could it be that it started with you and that it ended with you? Could it be that it also middled in the middle with you as well? I'm thinking of a song right now. What song am I thinking of? Perhaps You're So Vain, you probably think this song is about you. You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. And it was. Could it be that Christ is nowhere in this picture of how to please God? And finally, could it be that Lent isn't really about you, although it's for you? It's about Jesus. In Jesus' journey towards the cross, he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. He did it for Israel's failures, their 40 years in the wilderness before they entered the promised land. Remember, often Israel failed at keeping God's word. They bowed down to other gods. They served them. They often served themselves. Jesus went out into the wilderness 40 days and served only God, not his own desires. He denied himself his own pleasures. Israel was taught to look forward in hope to a Savior to fulfill where they failed. Jesus delivered on God's promise to be perfectly faithful as a true Son of God. He is Israel reduced to one man for them. He brought salvation through faith for Israel in his truth. He is their Savior, not them. Now the fact that the devil tried to thwart Jesus in our text is proof that Lent really isn't about you, although it's for you. Look where the devil was working hardest in our text. Not on you, but on Jesus. The devil tried three times to break Jesus' trust in his Father by trying to tempt him to invoke his own power as the God-man to serve his stomach, to serve the devil, and to serve death without a cross. From this we learned, man does not live by eating bread. Man lives because God's word is the bread of life. From Jesus' temptation we learned, didn't we, that the devil knows how to quote God's word. But it's only those who live by the Spirit of God who know how to read and quote God's word rightly. Simply quoting God's word won't do. From Jesus' temptation, we learn death on its own terms or death on the devil's terms denies faith in God. Faith in God that we would follow the path appointed to a gracious death in faith that leads to eternal life. In other words, the devil was trying to get Jesus' cross out of the center of Lent, out of the center of our lives. And that's really the point, isn't it, of temptation? Lent is not about shoving Jesus' cross out of our lives and replacing it with our own fasting and praying and good works. Fasting and praying to be more spiritual, to be more pleasing to God. Lent is about keeping Jesus' cross and his love for you at the center of your life and devotion. Give up only those things that distract from the love of Jesus, be it food, so you can feast on the word of cross, be it pleasure, so that you can find more pleasure in what God does for you in Jesus and his cross. Give up bowing down to yourself and deferring to your own needs and wants, and replace it with acts of Jesus' kindness for the hungry, for the hurting, for the lonely, and those who are despised in this world. And keep Jesus and his cross in the picture while doing these things. Let every how-to that you do for God and others be filled with the word of Christ. Like Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. He will help you when being tempted to sin. He will give your mortal body under discipline the hope of eternal life by faith. So if you really need a how-to this holy season of Lent, then do this from Hebrews chapter 12. Look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. How about this year for Lent? You give up whatever it may be that distracts you from the word of Jesus and his cross, and may he fill your whole life with repentance, giving up trust and obedience to yourself, and may he give you faith, trusting in God above all things, which is fulfilled in Jesus. It's not about you. It's about him for you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.